with KUT News in Austin. I'm Nadia Hamdan. There's a growing trend across the country of public transit agencies partnering with private ride-sharing companies. KUT's Saida Hassan is with me now to talk about new research on those partnerships, including one here in the Austin area. Good morning, Saida.
Good morning, Nadia.
So, Saida, the number of partnerships between public transit agencies and ride-sharing companies has been booming since 2016. You looked into some research about this, so tell us what's going on.
Earlier this month, a group of researchers at DePaul University released a study on this growing number of transit partnerships, and they looked into the makeup of transit and ride-sharing partnerships in 27 communities across the country. I spoke with one of the researchers, Joseph Sweeterman, and he says more transit agencies are trying to adapt to the growing popularity of ride-sharing rather than trying to fight against it.
We're seeing a remarkable trend out there. Some things on public transit have really been difficult. You have low fuel prices. We have more competition. Uber and Lyft, people working from home. Transit agencies are feeling a need to think outside the box. And so more and more are turning to Uber and Lyft to try to solve particular problems to allow more flexible service to troubled areas.
So here in the Austin area, our transit agency, Capital Metro, has partnered with a local ride-sharing company called Ride Austin. Now, this partnership is limited to a really small area of town known as the Exposition Zone. It only covers about 8 city blocks near central Austin, and it's an area that's home to a lot of tech workers as well as a lot of tech jobs. And the service through Ride Austin helps people get to and from bus stops for free. So by filling that gap in mobility, the partnership could ultimately encourage more people to take public transit.
Does the research tell us whether partnerships like these are actually benefiting public transit agencies?
Well, many of these partnerships are still relatively young. As we said, we really saw a boom in these partnerships just since 2016. And in some cases, like here in Austin, they're being piloted in really small areas. So it's too soon to say whether most of these partnerships with ride-sharing companies will have long-term benefits on increasing ridership, for example. But Sweeterman told me that Cap Metro's program is really a smart way to get the ball rolling.
Offering free trips in the Exposition area, a very tightly defined area where there's a lot of tech jobs, and between that area and a couple of bus stops, you know, is a nice little pilot where the city can see, you know, how we can improve mobility in that area while putting some boundaries on this so it doesn't become too expensive.
And he says some of the partnerships where cities were offering more incentives in larger geographic areas have actually failed because they've simply gotten too expensive for public transit agencies to sustain.
What are some of the concerns, if any, you're hearing about these kinds of partnerships?
Well, one big question is around the idea of data sharing. You know, how willing will some of these private rideshare companies be to share their data on ridership, on where people are coming and going? In most cases, public transit agencies know where people get on the bus, but they don't necessarily know where people get off. And so data from these ride-sharing companies could be really valuable to helping transit agencies better understand how people get around and what rider needs are not being met by current systems. But for private companies, that's typically proprietary information, and ride-sharing customers don't necessarily want their data to be shared in that way.
So, Saida, just 2 years ago, we saw Uber and Lyft famously leave Austin after residents voted to require fingerprint background checks for drivers. Does this Cap Metro partnership with Ride Austin signal a change in attitudes towards ride-sharing companies?
It definitely does seem like those attitudes are evolving. Sweeterman says that it would have been really tough to imagine many of these partnerships existing just a couple of years ago.
In many cities, ride-sharing and transit are seen as adversarial forces where, you know, City Hall is and transit officials are trying to, in effect, make life as difficult as they can for ride-sharing. Now I think they see working together, you know, at least in some context, can be a win-win.
And Sweeterman says he expects to see more and more agencies forming partnerships like these in the coming months.
Saida Hassan covers development and affordability for KUT. Thanks so much, Saida.
Thank you, Nadia.
You can find more news at KUT.org.